SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some Israeli troops are leaving Gaza.
Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces from the 98th Paratroopers Division, who had been operating in the area of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Hamas stronghold has been the main focus of Israel's offensive in recent months. That brings Israeli troop levels in Gaza to some of the lowest levels since the war began, raising questions about plans for the war going forward, especially the fate of the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah. The prospect of an Israeli offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, U.S. Customs and Border Protection expanding the use of technology now to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel booms following the pandemic-related slumps. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
New study on cancer. Researchers say most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA in most cases do not deliver on an early promise. This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. But while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values is essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. Conservatives in Maine want lawmakers to ask voters whether to approve millions of dollars in improvements to the state's outdoor trail network.
Maine has long been a destination for hikers, cyclists, and other outdoor adventurers. And the state has more than 14,000 miles of snowmobile trails alone. A proposal before the Maine legislature would ask voters to approve $30 million in public money for development and maintenance of trails. A coalition of more than 500 organizations, businesses, and towns in the state has rallied for the proposal to go to voters. John Scott reporting.
Small town businesses embracing the eclipse crowds as festivities heat up for tomorrow's big event. Overcast skies, though, are forecast for a number of states, and that could already send some people packing. Nevertheless, daytime darkness will follow a narrow corridor. More details at srnnews.com.